Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the youngster Travis Bauman will dribble it out. And Maryland will have its chunk of a Big Ten title. Who knew Lefty Drizel? Who knew Gary Williams? Maryland basketball, alive and well. Will there be a party at Bentley's tonight?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our thanks to Fox for the highlight. And let's get to Tim Brando. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And, of course, Tim doing the call there in the Big Ten. And we heard him over the weekend. And now you're in the Big East tournament. Right, Tim? Is that right?
Morning, Tim.
I am. I got out of Bentley's at about 5 a.m. in the morning. I moved into Penn Station about an hour ago. And, fire me up. I'm ready to go. DePaul and I think it's now DePaul and are they now playing? Because we had some movement. I think we may be getting Butler lost at the buzzer, I think, yesterday. I thought we were going to get Marquette, but I think now we're getting Butler. Is that not true? I think, are those the late returns that came in, all the precincts reporting? St. John's is playing Georgetown. I know that. That's what we start with. In a tournament where the dreaded opening night, really has good games. That's where.
Do they have Xavier? No, that's women's.
No, it's Xavier. Mind. Yeah. I believe it is Xavier.
Okay, yeah.
I believe there was you're right. Xavier fell on a buzzer with a buzzer beater, and they fell into the game. I think you're right. We'll get Butler the next day, and I think the 4-5 game with Marquette. It's just nuts. It's crazy. I can't keep up. It's it's just wild. But it's been that kind of year, and that's why, think about it. DePaul, and I had them earlier this year back in December when they beat Texas Tech. Look at the wins they had out of the conference, and then they got into the league and couldn't buy a W. It wasn't because they were bad. It was because the league was so good, really, really good. So very entertaining games coming up. Even on the dreaded opening night, we're going to have really good games at the Garden, and the place will be jumping. And I can't wait. All my years, fellas, I've never done a Big East tournament. I've done,
you're kidding.
The ACC. No, I've done the ACC and the SEC most of my life. Never done a Big East. So Gus Johnson has allowed me to come on in here and do a few, so I'm excited about it.
That'll be a lot of fun, I think, Tim, when you see the history, the tradition of that tournament. And you come from the Big Ten game yesterday. Maryland gets a share. As impressive as that was, I think the more surprising, I think, team to be at the top of the Big Ten was Wisconsin. I mean, Greg Gard has done a tremendous job getting that team to do what it did this season. And then you look at the entire conference. Brett Underwood said there's no argument. They are the best team or league in the country. Yep. As many as 10 teams could get into the tournament. Which is the most surprising team to you from the Big Ten perspective?
Well, let me correct you there for just a second. I think if Purdue beats Rutgers in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament, remember Rutgers won at Purdue, which was, I think, only their second road win of the year, which I believe they needed to get in. So they're in. if Purdue beats Rutgers in the rematch, check out the net ranking on Purdue. They have a bunch of quad one wins. Ohio State last year, fellas, went 8-12 in the Big Ten. 8-12 and got in. And yeah, people were making the same noises you just made. I really don't. They got in, and Ohio State beat Iowa State in the opening round. Don't be shocked if with the see the net ranking rather than the RPI is really favoring the power conferences a lot more than the mid majors. A few years ago, I remember Billy Packer went off. You guys probably remember this. It was around 2004, 2005, when the Missouri Valley got four teams in. You guys remember that?
Yes.
He went off. And because what happened was they cracked the code on the RPI. Doug Elgin, who was their commissioner, said, don't play a team that's outside the top 150 in the RPI. And if you do that, we're going to get multiple teams in. Well, they did. They got four in. Since that time, the barking started from all the power leagues, and they've readjusted this thing to the net. And the net basically gives us – that's why you're hearing about quad ones and quad twos. Well, when you're in power conferences, you're playing quad ones and quad twos all the time. And Purdue has a, you know, just above 500 overall ranking because of who they played non-conference, but that strength of schedule and who they beat and even their losses are quality losses because they were in the Big Ten. So I think that they could very well be the beneficiary of being in that league and be sort of the Ohio State story of this year. They're 9-11 in the league. But Ohio State, there's precedence for this is what I'm saying. Ohio State got in last year 8-12 and won a game. And Purdue could get in if they go into the Big Ten tournament and beat Rutgers. I think they've got a real shot. I mean, a real shot of getting in.
Here's the thing that's driving me kind of crazy looking at the tournament field is there isn't the necessarily kind of super team that you knew coming in was going to be able to dominate. And, you know, I guess Kansas would be the closest thing, but they've got their issues for God's sake. We all know that. When you look at how many teams have failed on the road, at how many teams, you know, teams seem to be able to win at home and lose on the road. And I don't know how that's going to play come tournament time. I don't know how, it'll be fascinating to watch these conference championships for that reason.
I'll tell you how it plays out. It's going to be mass mayhem. Yeah. It's just going to be bracket busting craziness. And the likes of which I don't think we've ever seen. And, the thing about it, and I really get fatigued by this, and our friend the Wonder Grump is probably going to hear echoes of his former career having to deal with me on a daily basis. In this world of analytics driving the bus of sports interest, okay, we don't want to talk about the players because a lot of the scribes are saying, well, we have no stars in college basketball, so we better talk about analytics. Let's talk about the net. Let's talk about the power rankings of the leagues and all of this mess, okay? The truth of the matter is we've got really good college basketball players, but not necessarily as many guys that are projecting to the NBA. And all the media wants to talk about is the god-awful NBA that's getting the worst ratings of its entire existence. And but that's all anybody wants to talk about because as long as you're covering and talking about the NBA, you can talk about LeBron, you can talk about Russell Westbrook. You only really need to know about three or four guys, and you got a topic of discussion all day long. In college basketball, you actually have to do some homework and keep up with teams, which means multiple players on each team in every league. Well, the media is too damn lazy to do that. So we get to the tournament, and it's like, oh, well, let's just talk about whether they're in or not, or whether this team deserves to be in. And most of those guys can't name three players on any of the teams that are in the top 10 in college basketball. I mean, really. So that's what we're reduced to. And ultimately, I think it makes for some fun for the casual fan that's sort of driving by during the month of March. But it doesn't mean that anybody really knows or cares that much about, you know, the direction the game has gone in. Yesterday, I saw four players from Maryland at double figures, and they've got two stars, and that's it. And when I say stars, I mean college basketball stars. Jalen Smith will play at the NBA level. Anthony Cowan will play at the NBA level. But when you got Eric Aiello making buckets and Marcel making buckets, you know, they're getting some help from these guys, then you've got a team that can't be stopped. If you've got a college basketball team with three scorers, three guys that can score, you've got a chance to make a deep run in the NCAAs. And that's why I think either Maryland or Michigan even, okay? Michigan, if Livers is making shots, he's their best player. But if he gets a little bit of help, Michigan can make a nice run. And don't be surprised if that doesn't happen, just as it did when Beeline was there. I think Juwan Howard's done a really nice job with that club.
Tim, what about Illinois? They have one of those players that could take them a long way, and he's hit some big shots. He hit a couple more last night against Iowa. Ayo Dosunmu is a special player who is a closer, and he gives them an opportunity to do something in March they haven't done in a long time.
Yeah, he is, and I love that player. Here's the problem that I think Illinois is going to have. Although Underwood has, as you know, some outstanding memories of what he did at Stephen F. Austin with one of those teams that made a lot of noise and helped him get a job at Oklahoma State and then ultimately at Illinois. The style of play that Illinois has will force officials to make calls, and they're going to have to adjust, I think, perhaps, to the tightness of the whistles once they get into the NCAA tournament. When you press and you reach and you force the officials to determine what a foul is, you can sometimes run into difficulty in the NCAA tournament. But, man, what a story they were this year. I thought the combination, what really made the Big Ten great this season was what Pat Chambers did at Penn State, what Steve Peichel did at Rutgers, and no doubt what Underwood was able to do in such a short span of time to turn that thing around at Illinois.
What team is the best you've seen this year, Tim? Is there any one team that jumps out to you?
You know, for a period there, I thought Seton Hall was the best team I'd seen. And I think Miles Powell is a player that can take – I don't know what's going to happen to them here at the Big East tournament because it's so – I mean, you talk about a bunch of teams, you just roll them out there. The only difference between the Big East and the Big Ten fellas is mathematics. You know, when the Big East had 16 teams in 2011, they got 10 teams in. This will be the first time that the league's done that since then in the Big Ten. But the Big East got it done when they had 16 teams, not 14, back in 2011. But up and down the conference, the balance is off the charts. But of all the teams in that league, and this includes Villanova, who's really improved and won a lot of close games. They're coming off two road wins to end the regular season. They don't have what Seton Hall has. Sandro Mamukelashvili is a pro. I mean, it's a 6'11 player that can hit threes, put the ball on the deck, drive it to the basket. But Miles Powell is not only a great scorer, but he's also a great distributor. You add to the mix Quincy McKnight at the point position, and then other players on the perimeter, wing players. They are a tough out. Miles Cadle can light you up. They're really – Jared Roden is another one that I really like, a solid player that as his confidence grows. You know, they got four or five really strong options. And, oh, by the way, if Mukhalishvili comes off the floor, they come with Aiko Biagu, who's another seven-footer. Romero Gill is probably at 7'2", the most improved player in the Big East. That's the best team in the Big East Conference, no doubt about it. In the Big Ten, I think you know, you can make a case that they don't have a dominant team, but they have more really good teams than any other league. The Kansas Jayhawks played Villanova earlier this year and lost at Villanova. And as good as Azubuike is, I think that there are times with they've got holes. So to say, you know, who's the greatest team, I don't know that there are any great teams. But if you say, who have you seen that you believe could make it all the way to the Final Four, I would say in the Big Ten, Maryland is hardwired. They've got the most talent. If they get the right draw, they'll get in. Last year, they got LSU in the second round and lost a wire job on a buzzer beater and were out and didn't make it to the Sweet 16. But this is a team with Jalen Smith and Anthony Cowan, you know, that could really go a long way. But I think Seton Hall probably is the most well-rounded team in the Big East and probably the best team that has a chance of winning it out of that league. But I just don't think there are any great teams in college basketball. Critics of it, of the sport, will say that's the problem. I would say, no, that's your problem. I think a lot of really good teams is really great for the NCAA tournament.
Tim, thanks a ton. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim.
You got it, fellas. Anytime.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.